This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A new composition, Requiem for Fred Rogers, to mark the one-year anniversary of Mr. Rogers' death. The composer of this requiem is Luke Mayernick, 21 years old. He's music director at St. Justin Church in Pittsburgh, and there he met Maggie Stewart, who played Mayor Maggie on Mr. Rogers' show. The idea for a composition to honor Fred Rogers came from her. Luke Mayernick ran with it, even though he says composing a requiem was intimidating.
You know, I just was worried that I wasn't ready to do this, and honestly, I'm really not, and I don't think I ever will be. I know I'm awfully young, but the only thing I did was write honestly and from deep within.
There's a section of your requiem that features poetry by Jason Greiner?
Yes, Jason Greiner's 24. He's a parishioner, actually, at St. Justin's. He's a published poet, and they're actually read by Mayor Maggie and Chuck Aber, who played Neighbor Aber on the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood television show.
And there's a moment in that spoken prayer, a line, "Help us to be good neighbors in this world," that I assume is directly related to Fred Rogers.
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, we pray for those who live in places of war, revolution, and hatred. Help us all to be good neighbors in this world and to seek understanding, tolerance, and reason.
The choir is oohing in the background, and they're reading these dramatic readings, and then we ask for all these things, you know, in silence. And there was 15 minutes of silence. Everything was cut off. And Maggie Stewart was telling me that, you know, Fred was so well known for that, for those silent pauses. You know, the way he looked in the camera, and when he asked a question, he would just wait as though that these children were right there with him. Then Maggie said, "And for these we humbly pray in silence," and then the choir came back in.
We hear you on piano in this requiem.
This is the Sign of Peace for strings and tenor soloist. And I just felt that it needed a little more, and I decided to add some piano to it. And I know I wrote it, but I wanted to be even more a part of it. And then after this chord, the soloist comes in, and this is just he builds up and builds up. And
I wonder what it was like for you to be in the middle of this music that you had been composing in your head and on the paper, but I bet it's a very different feeling to be sitting there at the keyboard in this church that you have such strong ties with, having your music unfold
there,
all around you.
Yeah, it was just so... words cannot describe the feeling. Just the sense of oneness, the collaboration, the high energy that was there. And the choir, the a cappella movements were just phenomenal. The intonation and just the resonance and how the chords just shimmered and locked were just great, especially in the Lukes. You hear all those overtones just ring and ring and ring, and here it is.
So this is an a cappella choral movement?
Yes. taken from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse 7, and I just did a more modern setting of it. Truly, 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 the light is sweet, and the pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. And I'll just have you guys listen to that for a little bit.
What do you hear, Luke, as you listen to this now?
Oh, just this, like, light being shot through this prism. I've just, if you picture maybe even, you know, like a horizon with those beautiful colors of clouds, and one cloud just moves just slightly to the left, and just this pier of light just breaks forth and covers the whole earth and just lets everyone know that everything's going to be all right, ultimately.
I wonder how integral Mr. Rogers himself is to this composition of yours.
Well, he is. I grew up on him. I watched him every day as a child, and watching the show, you could just feel his, you know, these invisible arms just wrap you. I don't think I'll ever stop watching the show. And I hope someday my children will be able to watch it. Basically, you know, getting through your day, I mean, he's if you ever just happen to have the TV on in the morning and you're, you know, you're watching the show, you know, and something happens to you at work and you're like, oh man, you know, I'm so upset about this. And, you know, and then you see that beautiful man walk through that wooden door and just smile and wave at you and put on a sweater and teach you very vital life lessons. And just sort of say, you know, well, what would Fred do here? As far as writing the work, yes, I did have him in mind. I did. The work is not elaborate. It's definitely not a Stravinsky score or a, you know, or anything like that. But it's honest and simple, just like, you know, just like he was.
Luke Mayernick, thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Luke Mayernick composed a Requiem for Fred Rogers, heard here in a recording from member station WQED in Pittsburgh. Kevin Smith conducts the Requiem again tonight with the Slippery Rock University Concert Choir and Symphony Orchestra at Butler County Community College.